Kufun Beis. Kufun Lenin of the mother of Kufun Beis on top of the page. So we had a steerer and Rab Shimon, whether. One hundred B, very top of the page. A contradiction of Rab Shimon, whether an oinen is allowed to eat. Whether an oinen is allowed to eat, what do you call it? A Karm Pesach at night. I'm skipping over a little, just a half an omen. I'm going to get to it. So we're top of the page. So it's the same page, the same Gemara, just different answers. Rava says, the last answer the Gemara was, there's a difference whether he became an oinen before midday, so then the oinen kicked in first, so then he's not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach at night, before the Karm Pesach, or he became an oinen after the Karm Pesach, which is after Chatzais. Says the Gemara, Rava says, no, both of them are talking about, became an oinen after Chatzais. So how come in one place it says that you could eat from the Karm Pesach at night, in one place it says they can, the Lord Kosher. He became an oinen even afternoon, but before they shechted him, before they sprinkled the blood. So then we tell him that water, he's not part of it. And here after they shechted and they sprayed, then he could eat from the carbon that night. So the Gemara, since I don't understand, if already shechted and he sprayed the blood, might have a. What's the difference? We're having a discussion about an oinen should do. He did it already. Exactly, he did it already. And therefore, since at night to be an oinen, the following night is only midrabanan. So why are you telling me that? That it's what do you call it? That you're about to, but eating it now, it's done already. Says the Gemara, on the Rebbe Avinu says, "Achilas psochim akve mederab Rav Huna." Since we hold that eating the Pesach is very vital, and therefore, even though he shechted already, since eating the carbon prevents the carbon that you did an hour ago to be yaitze, so the Chacham said, all other kachim we're not going to allow you to eat, even though it's only the Rabbanon. But this Pesach we're going to allow you to eat, we're going to suspend it, because otherwise you'll be over in Yisakaris, and so on. Says Gemara Vayta, Ramalei, Sarova said to Rabbi Arvarava, Tzayis Maidekom L'Rabba, you should listen to it, Rabbi Vina said, because it's a brilliant answer. Maide Rabbi Rabbuna, what's his Rabbi Rabbuna? The time you learned, Yoim Shmua, let's say the day that you heard that your person passed away, that a close relative of yours passed away, is Kiyem Kavura, just like the day that he was buried, and just like then, the mitzvah Shiva Shleishim, you start counting your Shiva the moment you heard, let's say you heard within the 30 days, you heard 2 weeks after the event, you have to start counting your 7 days and 30 days from the moment you heard. But however, when it comes to achilat sochim, when it comes to eating the Karm Pesach, we'll treat Yom Shmua ki Yom Likud Atzamas. We'll treat like a day that someone else collected the bones, which is only the day that you have like shiva, and that's it. You don't have any more. So when it comes to Pesach, we're going to be lenient. We're going to allow you to eat the Karm Pesach. Okay, we're going to allow you to eat the Karm Pesach. But when it comes to all other karbanos, we don't allow you. In other words, we're not going to treat it like Yom Kavura. It sounds clear from here that the day that you bury, we're not going to allow you to eat the Karm Pesach that night. But because it's aninus is still mid the Rabbanon the following night, and the Rabbanon kick in and say, no, we're not going to let you eat the Karm Pesach. However, when it comes to only Yom Shmua, what's the day it buries? Yom Shmua, we're going to be lenient when it comes to Karm Pesach. And then the Braita continues, whether you're Yom Kavura or Yom Shmua, you go to the Mikkah, Oichel, Bekotchen, Lev, you can eat Kotchen that night. Contradiction. You just said that eating Pesach is only like Likarat Samas, which means that if it would be like Yom Kippur, you would not be able to eat the Karm Pesach the following night. And then you tell me that Echadzeh, even if you buried the mace that day, you can, and that night you're an Oini Midrabanan, you can eat the carbon. Hakam Yogu Vakasha. Chastida. Amrit, you say Yom Shmua Kiyam Kippur, the mitzvah Shivash Leishim, but Lachil Psachim, when you say you come to eating Karbanas, Kibash Pesach, Kiyam Likarat Thomas, will be lenient. Mikhlaudi Yom Kippur, Zarai, from that word of Dave, Kippur, I feel the Erev Namilachel, in Ali at night. And the Bahadur Tony, Echadzeh, Toyu, Echadzeh, Erev, how can it be? Omer of Chirich says, you're right, Tanoi, it's Machlek, Tanoi, we'll see who that is. And Rabba, Barachonam, Rabbuna, Hunam, Le Kasha. I'll tell you very simple. Here it's talking about you heard the Shmua before sunset, so the following night is only the Rabbanon, so therefore we're going to be lenient when it comes to Karbanos. We'll treat it as if it's Yom Likra Thomas, and the following night you can go ahead.
With Karban Pesach you can only eat on one night. what's the inyan of the following night?
He means, no, but the din is every time you have a Yom Kavura, the night afterwards is Ayin Midraban. And Ayin Rabban is not allowed to eat from Kabanis. So he's saying over here, if you heard the Shmur al Mesach next to Shkeza Chama, the Chain Shalik to lay out some Shkeza Chama, the Chain Shemesle Mesvekore, some Shkeza Chama, if it all happened, some Shkeza Chama, then the following night you can eat all Kachim. That's the end of the Baisa. The Khan over here, it all happened after Shkeza Chama. After Shkeza Chama, the Kavura happened after Shkeza Chama, you cannot eat from the carbon that night. But if it's only Yem Shmua, we'll be making like a leak at Summers. La'acha Shkeza Chama, yeah. L'chayda Maida Haba Haba. L'chayda, if you're ready, Shechtere, so what's the point? What do you mean? You tell me Yem Kavura, after Shkeza Chama, you're not allowed to eat. You already Shechtere the carbon in the afternoon. That this answer gave before that Achil of Sochim Achiv is correct. Rav Asher says, "My Echad Zev Echad Zehor Kamar Echad Yem Shmua." Whether the day you heard about it, Echad Yem Likud Tatzamas Toivel Echad Zev Echad Zev doesn't mean go back to the three cases there: the day you buried, the day you heard the news, and the day you collected the bones. Echad Zev Echad Zev is only two things, and the two things are only Likud Tatzamas and Shmua. We're not talking about Kavuros. There's no contradiction. Toivel Veichah Bekatchim Ediv. In fact, we have this expression so many times. Rav Ashi said, "Is not a shkayt or false." Mechdi alokoi in the Mishnah, when the Braisa continues echad zevzech, he's referring to everything he mentioned previously, and one of them was kavura. According to you, he just said zevzech. This, if he's not talking about everything he mentioned before, he's excluding yem kavura, the day of the burial. He should have just said zevzech by saying echad zev, you're including everything you mentioned previously. Shmamen a bedusi, the zaraya is bedusi. The Tanya we learned, Admosai mis oinin olav. Until when are you? So the machlek is tanoim, whether you're an oinin the following night or not. Till when are you an oinin? Kol hayem. The Tanya Kama says, an oinin is if you bury next of kin, then what you've said shiva for is an entire day. However, so the chayda tzalak to know whether the following night you're an oinin midrabanan or not even an oinin midrabanan. If you're not an oinin midrabanan, then you could eat kabanas the following night. If you are an oinin midrabanan, then you cannot. Who is this argument between? So we'll say the following. It says here too, when are you an oinin all day? It sounds like the day, not the night. And Rebbe Yemek calls man shalai nikber, calls man you're not buried. Lachayda, what's going on here? B'may eskid, what are we talking about? Elim b'yem b'sor, the day the guy died. Everyone agrees the day the guy died, even after, if he was buried the same day that he died, even after the burial, he's still an oinin. Not only that, not only the rest of the day, but everyone agrees the following night is also an oinim midrabanan. Furthermore, Rebbe says, "Kol zman shalo nikver, as long as he wasn't buried." Sounds like the moment you buried him, that he's no longer an oinim. It's not so. If that's yom hamisa, hakivra yishtri mutter. Or mika de lesley, is there anybody who doesn't believe in the following pasuk where it says v'acharisa and afterwards kiyem mad? It's a long bitter day. In other words, even after the burial, he's still. Jehovah Veil is
not an innocent anymore.
He's still an innocent here. Even though today we don't do that, could we follow other times? We had a big machlekes tonight, like 5-6 opinions. But acharisa kiyem mad, does anyone agree? In this gemara here, everyone holds that the day, the rest of the day, is still yem mad. So by saying kiyomar, a bitter day, is that right? It's a whole day event. It doesn't stop. You're right. We're talking, they're arguing, Rebbe and Chacham are arguing the case where the burial was the day after the death. The day after death. And Rebbe holds it stops by after the cave, and then the Chacham holds it all the way through the night. That's what it sounds like. So that's machlekes. Mask Rabbi Yisiv al Hodik Tani says, Hashemei al Mesa, tell me who the author of the following Brais is. Somebody here, somebody died, Kimalakit at Somers, we just learned. If you heard this about Yem Shmuel, it's the same, we'll treat you as if you collected the bones, which is only also that day, and the following night you let eat. So it's also the rest of the day. Who holds also the rest of the day? Rebbe holds stops by the Kavura, Chal Hodik goes the night as well. Taiva Vagoshal Erev, Miklal, the Yem Kavura, I feel Erev Nam Milo Yachel. But it sounds like. Oh. And sounds like, but what about if it was the Yom Kippur itself? That's Yom Shmur. What would be if the Yom Kippur itself? It sounds like the Lafilu Erev Nam Leochol. If it's Yom Kippur itself, even the following night, you cannot eat. Hamani, who holds it the following night, you cannot eat. If it's Yom Kippur, it sounds like only because it's Yom Shmur. Had it been Yom Kippur, you know, the following night, Hamani, you're telling me that according to Rebbe, it stops by the Kippur, and according to Chum, it goes the rest of the day. So sorry, it goes the rest of the day, and not the following night. So the Chayit, so who holds that? Yeah, Ella Tritz. We answer. Ad Mosrach Miss Einol of Kol Yisayim Vilelo. The Chacham Ho, we thought the Chacham said only the rest of the day. No, Chacham Ho, the rest of the day and the following night. That's the author of this Brayse, Dayim Kvur is also the following night. And Rebbe says, Kol Zman Shel Nikver. I will nikver below lele, but as soon as you bury him, you don't go the following. You don't go the following night, just that day. Amru that Rebbe is mekel over the chum hall that it's also the day and the following night. The Rebbe is mekel. Amru kavei Rabbi Yimei. I'm a gaver. Rabbi Rabbi Yishei. How can I say that? Lema the Rebbe l'kula. You want to say Rebbe is mekel, but Tanya we learned elsewhere. Ad mos I miss oinin. Until when are you an oinin? Calls man she oinin nikver. As long as he's not buried, that filu mikan vadas the Rebbe take 10 days to bury him. He's an oinin all that period. Because you have to be preoccupied to make sure this burial takes place. Divrei Rebbe, the Chachamim say, "Amos Einin Olav Ela Oisayim Bavad." The Chachamim say that you only mourn that day. So Hazana, who's more lenient? No. So who's more lenient? No, Rebbe says even 10 days later. It's a Chachamim say that day. So Luchayda, Chachamim Omekel, and you said before that Rebbe holds stops by the burial. Chachamim goes the following night. Ela Tzitachi, this is how you supposed to learn Braisa. That day without the night. Rabbi Omer calls man shalanikba. It might be 10 days, and as long as he's not buried, Kobe Nikva is a chumra. It might be 3 days, 4 days, you're an oin until that period. And once he got buried, according to Rabbi Toifas Lele, the night is included. The night is included. So the Chacham holds only the day, and Rebbe holds it goes day and night. So that Braisa that says that Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach or the other Korbans at night, goes according to Rebbe. Amru Kamei Rav, Medikamar. They said it before Rav, Medikamar Rebbe. Rebbe said Yom Kippur, Teifas Leila, Medrabanan. The day you're burying is not only your night that day, but also the following night, Medrabanan. The cloud, the Yom Misa, but if the day he died, Teifas Leila, Medraisa, comes out that the following night, Matayda. Otherwise, Rabbanan wouldn't add a night if the Teda didn't add a night. Because the Teda added a night by Yom Misa, the Rabbanan added a night by Yom Kippur. The Sava, Rebbe must hold on in this Lila, the Raisa, that's what it must be. But Tanya didn't really learn with Maisa, with Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're going to learn about this now, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know why in the world Aaron did eat the carbon. So Aaron said to him, Aaron responded to Moshe, Hein Hayeim, if I brought it today, and this would occur to me, and I ate it, you think I eat the Bein Hashem? Hayeim, and the Hayeim also, as he's saying today, if I would have brought it today, sounds like today it is only today would have been Asa. Abba Valayla Mutter, at night would have been Mutter. So who holds that that only today Hayeim would be Asa, but not the following night? Uladayra, because it was a Kachay Shah, that Mincha was a Kachay Shah, Uladayra is. But a future generation, Bein Biyayim, Bein Balayla Asa, Divi Rabbi Huda. But future generations, side by day, side by night, also Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that Mahatayr, that this particular carbon was a Hirosha, that's how it was, Oinin also that day, but the following of the Mutter. But all other Kabbanas, side day and side night, is Yon Oinin. However, Rebbe says, Aninas Laila, Ainam Medivitayr, Divisayfim. So you're telling me, Rebbe holds that Medrabban and Yem Kvura, the following night is also, the only way you can understand that is if I Yem Misa, the following night is Mahatayr, but Rebbe holds the following night is only Rabban. You're right. It's all the Rabbanan. You're right. The night by Yom Hamitzvah, the following night is Midrabbanan, and yet the Rebbe says, but by Yom Kippur also the following night is also Midrabbanan. Why is he so machmir? The Chachamim also chizul divreim yoisim l'shal teider. The teider said Yom Hamitzvah the following night is mutter, so Midrabbanan asked. But Yom Kippur, the Rabbanan said that it's you know, also by day, and the Rabbanan therefore also chizul divreim said you know what the following night as well. Let's not analyze what happened over there. It says over there, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you should eat it in a holy place. Kichein Tzuvesi, this is what I told you. Kichein Tzuvesi, and then Moshe, and then Aaron said, if I would not have brought the blood was not brought inside, and you said you should have eaten kasher. Moshe Rabbeinu said, the blood is not brought inside, you should have eaten it kasher Tzuvesi, like I told you. And then, the third carbon of the Sheikah Trum and all that. You should do the Tanufa and Kasha Tziva Hashem. What are the three instructions he gave you? I told you the carbon mincha the eighth day. It says Kchus HaMincha, that's one carbon they brought. I told you Ba'aninas Yechlua, that even if you're an Einin, you should eat it. And then Kasha Tzevesi, like I told you, also they brought up the Chatzos of Rosh Chodesh Nissen. That was burnt. That's the one that was burnt. The Chatzos of Rosh Chodesh, Kasha Tzevesi. I told you that what? That you should eat, and Bishas Maisa Omelahen, he said, Kasha Tziva Hashem. And then during the whole argument with Aaron, he told when he became an onion, he said to them they should not avoid eating kachin a day, because he heard from the Abishah right now that that aninus by kachin is different than everything else. But then he saw them burn them. He asked him, I told you three times what the Abishah said, and you didn't listen to any of them. You defied me. He told him, I'm not telling you on my own. It comes from the Abishah. So the Gemara of Amino, he asked a question, is why Taka did Aaron burn it? There's two opinions. One opinion is, they burnt it because they were an Oin, and therefore they burnt the Seir of Rishchaydish, they burnt it. The Kachnema, therefore, says the Pasik, Aaron said to Moshe, if I would have brought the Chatzas today in the Oila, and this happened, Ko'ela. Hayita Bein Hashem, what do you mean Ko'ela? The Kachnema, therefore, says, it says Kaila like these. Kaila means I was an Einan. All of these things you mentioned, Aninus. If I would have eaten, there's only thing I would have been happy. And I'm talking about the Seir of Chedesh, as we'll soon see. You're talking about the Hayra Shah ones, the Mincha, the Seir of Nachshon. I'm talking, that's not the one was burnt. The one was burnt with the Seir of Chedesh, and that's the normal carbon. And there the din is an Einan, cannot eat it. Oh, Mashmo, like Kasha. Like Kasha, Ha, Rabbi Yehuda, Ha, Rabbi Gamliel. What's going on here? This is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel. Now the question is, what you just told me, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I heard from the Abish that you should have eaten it. So why, when Aaron told him this word, if the Abish would be happy? And Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, said, you're right. What do you mean, you just said, Moshe, that the Abish told him that even though you're an onion, you should eat it. Aaron told him, I'm an onion, how can I eat it? And the Abish would be happy. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right. What's the extent? What's going on here? Says the Gemara, you're right, there's two ways of understanding. Why did they burn it? The first opinion says that they were not mutter. Rab the Chemia does not follow the whole drasha we just said right now, and he holds as an onion, not mutter at all. What do you call it? And Kasha Seveis is not talking about aninus, he's talking about Bechlal, this particular carbon, because these are new carbonas that they never brought before. It was a mincha that was brought, a mincha tzibah. You don't find a mincha tzibah ever before, except by this, by the Meluim. So Adam's one introduced the idea of aninus. So the Gemara taught him aninus before Adam burned, because aninus, and Moshe Rabbeinu never told him about aninus. And Adam, we'll see later, had a kalachema for maise, madach maise, we say, lo chalti ba'ini, I didn't eat an onion. Surely, kabanas, which are holier than maise, sheini, surely you shouldn't eat it with kabanas. But why an onion? That's what's Kaila. And even Rebbe Lechemia, Rebbe Yehuda, Shimon, I mean, Mipnei Tumen Yisrael. You know what, I got burnt? No, it's not onion, he wouldn't have burnt it. What happened was that something Tamei touched the Seir Shel Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they burnt it. Very hard to understand. You imagine the old Klal Yisrael is waiting there, they have Shimon's man Meluyim, and now they're about to celebrate it, and somehow or another Tumen snuck in. You think they'd be so careful, make sure that everything was done correctly, and yet they couldn't avoid it, and brought in. So they brought then the Seir of Nachshon, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, and then the special Seir they brought for that day, for the Meluim. Because if it's Mitzar Aninis, why only burn the Seir of Rosh Chodesh? How you lishlosh and she said, for they should burn all the Kabbalists. Why you only burn the Rosh Chodesh? He said, that's the only one that became Tamei. Why did the Chemi learn that only one they burnt? Because that's the only one that was not a Hayra Shah. The Hayra Shah ones, Takan Oinah Shav eaten, that was a normal carbon. See, there's Chesh, every Chesh you bring it. And there, the din is Oinah doesn't eat. The Varachar, Hayra Loicholer, another reason why, so even though he holds that Aninus night is the rice, that night they could have eaten it, so why did he burn it? Why, if it's because Aninus, even if he wouldn't say Aninus is mutter, he could have waited that night. He lighted it come day and night, so they didn't have to burn it by day. Wait till Aninus that night. There's another coin they call Pinchas, and you can see from here that's the whole Machlekes Nigmara. This is what we always assume, Pinchas on a coin, is actually a Machlekes Nigmara. We'll see tomorrow. We're not going to be able to make it. Second, but Vaita Pinchas was there as well, and he wasn't an onion, and he was only a nephew, so he could have eaten it. Rabbi says, "Eat the Chemia." Both of them are the Chemia. That we can learn that Chen Tzevesi was aninus, and so too the thing is aninus. But like Kasha, can be Kachi Shah, can be Kachi Doidus. When was he permitted Einin only by Kachi Shah? And when did Adam destroy the carbon and burn the carbon? Was the Kasirah Chaydus, which is Kachi Doidus. And there an Einin cannot eat. Rab Nechemi, Heich, Metaran Christ. How did Nechemi learn all of these Sukkim? Because he said the burn because of Aninis. Yeah, what's the discussion between Moshe and Adam? Rabbanon who learned because of Tumah Heichim Mitzvah Tartzalanikra. How they learn the psukim? I'm the Chemiyah Mitzvah Hachir. They say, "Madu lachalta Moshe ben Aaron, why didn't you eat?" I'm the Moshe Aaron. Shem Nichlas Dom Lefnei. Maybe something happened. The blood went inside. We learned before that the karmic was possible. I'm on the Heinlo. Who was Dama? No, never Achitog. Then he said, "Shem Chutzal Chitzasi Yotzes." Maybe it went outside of the climb. I'm the Bekoidus Yotzes the whole time in the base of Midrash. But then we're Baninus Akiv too. Possible maybe Baninus. I'm the Moshe. Yes, that's what Moshe said. Maybe Aninus. So he said, "V'chi hey mikriv ani krafti. I am a kohen gadol, and by me there's no din of einin." And if I could have been makriv, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, "Don't understand. Hey, lo v'dam be'kodesh ha'isa. It didn't have no blood was brought in. It never went outside. Ocho toichlo yosef eisis. He should have eaten it since you were makriv. Why did you eat it already?" Ba'aninu Jochlu should have eaten it. Oh, Maloi. So he said back to him, Ba'atikre'en oisikei, Levachal chadurim ha'itim ben Hashem, Shem b'shaloi shemaitim. Maybe when the Abishah told you an oinik can eat it, it was only because you saw the two kabbanas, the seer of Nachshon and the other special chattas that we brought. But kotche doidus, which is the seer of chaydus, I couldn't bring it. Even kotche doidus, an oinik cannot eat it. Kabuchayim, me maisra kal. Well, madach maisra kal, the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, Chalti be oinim, imenu, bekotche doidus koshke. So that's the chilu in kachadayda kachashah. And what I did was kachadayda, I only burned one carbon. Miyad straight away. He's Moshe ben Hayduv leBoish. He's made it, and he wasn't embarrassed to say I was wrong. Moshe leimel shemaiti. I didn't hear. He didn't say, "Oh, I don't know." Elam shemaiti v'shachachti. LaHayduv leBoish leimel shemaiti v'shachachti shachachti. I heard from Abishai and I forgot. Nu v'Rav Yudah v'Shen Heichetaz. How do they learn? Hachiyotaz. They learn because of tumen. Don't do with einim. So what happened? Madula chal, same question. Madula chal zechatas manka yishem nicha dam lefayif nim. I'm lehain lohu v'dama. No, we didn't bring it in. Shem mechusim chitzatzi yatam lehain bekoy ha'isa. We didn't ban nim mesakriv to pasluta. I'm le moisha hein ikrivu de pasul banin is hani krafti. Problem, I don't want to make sure I'm a koyin gadol. V'dilma agam reicha pashayte bav itma. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, maybe because of your bitterness, you deliberately went ahead and made it that you were negligent, and therefore you allowed it to become tummy.
He was distracted by his state of mind.
Exactly, you were so bitter. Moshe, kachani beinecha. Is that what you think of me? Shani mevatzeh kotche kotche mevatzeh kreno isekeli. You think that would happen to me? I would allow just vafilu elo keela. Anybody be kotche? Even these kind of things happen. Like my children, I lost another. I would never be mevatzeh kotche. I would never be mesir das. Amalai v'i nu so Moshe Rabbeinu asks v'i hein lo huva dama v'koyd ha'isa achad achad v'koyd v'kashad v'isa v'anin v'chlu. Amalai so they answered shem olay shemata ella belayla. Maybe you heard that an onion can eat. It was only at night, not by day. Could the eat b'yoyim by day an onion cannot eat it. Kal v'chayim v'maisa l'kal ma'maisa kal amatel l'chalti b'anim v'koyd v'chom l'koshke. So maybe you only heard by night and not by day. And what happened was that some kind of a tumor touched the carbon between now and night and became the threat to burn it. Miyad vayishra Moshe vayita be'enov. He heard it and he was good, it was good and pleasant in his eyes. Like boish Moshe leima lo shamaiti. He wasn't embarrassed. Oh, I don't know. Elo shamaiti v'shachachti. So Moshe says he boiled the shuri lemechlu with the new. So based on this whole discussion, what should Aaron have done? Wait until the night and eat it. Why did he burn it? Tuma ba'oinis basa. It wasn't pashaita, it was a oinis. Tuma happened ba'oinis. Because they wanted to wait till at night, they let it lie around. So it seems some kind of oinis happened, because they wanted to wait till everything at night. And that's what happened. It was a tuma that happened ba'oinis. Bishla Rabbana Hasif Hayem. According to Rabbana, that says that that everything was permitted for them that night. Therefore, it says, that's what he says, v'chalti chatas hayem. You think I can eat it by day? I have to wait at night. Had to wait at night. Elo Reb Nechemya, Reb Nechemya, who says that they were mutter straight away to eat it, special those two kabbana can eat straight away, and the other one they can never eat. My hayoyim, why does it hayoyim? He meant chayves hayoyim, the chiv of today. Not that it's only limited to today. The chiv of today. Bishra Reb Nechemya says, "Hein hayoyim." According to Reb Nechemya, makes sense. Hein hayoyim mikrivu. No, this kaiber for chayves hayoyim. We're talking about the carbon of chatas. He says only one carbon. What do you mean today? because he meant day and not night. What do you mean, hein hayom? He kriv makiv today. Hachgam hein he krivu ani he krafti. Not they were makiv, our makiv. So don't deal with onion here whatsoever. We'll stop hearing things tomorrow.